Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, Amy here. I just wanted to let you all know that we have set up a Buy Me a Coffee account. What is Buy Me a Coffee, you ask? Well, it's a platform where you can donate as little as the cost of a coffee to our podcast. Your donation will go towards the running costs of this podcast. Our goal is to reach $480, which is the yearly cost of our platform host, Buzzsprout. You can find the link to our Buy Me a Coffee page on our socials, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram, or at our blog, which is www.fridaynightwinefight.blogspot.com or at www.buymeacoffee.com/FNWF podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Friday Night Wi-Fi.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Bianca. We are three Melbourne girls who had literally nothing better to do than start a podcast while we're all living La Vida Lockdown. And, well, now we're free again. We're out. Melbourne celebrated right at the stroke of midnight when that happened. And that was a bit cheesy. So, yeah, yay, maybe.
It was almost terrible as far as the fact that we've got like 2,200 cases, which, I mean, yeah. To our American friends, we know that that's very low, and to anybody else around the world. However, to us, that's like,
yeah.
Considering
yeah.
we've been in lockdown for so fucking long.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So and mildly terrifying coming out the other side. Yay!
Yeah, yeah, mildly terrifying. Seeing the images of the Mornington Peninsula Freeway heading to where I used to live, backed up from like Dramana to Rosebud. I'm like, holy.
Really? I have seen nothing. And as the celebration last night, I was asleep.
Right. Yeah.
So were the rest of us.
Like,
as we've discussed, between work and kids and stuff like that, we've basically been on lockdown. Well, we've been on curfew from about 8 p.m. onwards for the last. How old's your daughter, Bianca? 20 odd years. So, yeah.
Right. Oh.
It's way past my bedtime now. We should hurry this up, ladies.
Yeah, we should. We should. So.
We like to thank each and every
exactly. It's time listening to our other words. No. We would like to take home at a topic over a bottle. Or two, or whatever the fuck we're drinking. So, ladies, what are we drinking?
Well, tonight I am drinking Aqua by Jug.
I love it. Oh, such a lovely new fragrance.
Oh, God. Amazing. It's such a refreshing fragrance.
Yeah. I'm surprised that you even bothered with a jug, mate. Like, where's your standard cup?
No, I pulled it out of the jug.
Yes, it's fancy.
Into a glass.
Who has a jug?
Me. It's my filter jug. It filters my water.
Of course you
Is that weird? I like filtered water.
I gave that up so many years ago because I couldn't be fucked anymore. But, yeah, okay. Yep. Good on you, Sarah. You stayed with it. Good on you. Well done.
Thank you.
I am continuing on with my lazy Sunday bottles of wine from my pyramid scheme. This one is actually called Forever Sunday Pinot Gris. And, it's all right. They've got a different spin. I mean, those from Bendigo. Yeah, they've got a different spin. I'm just going to crack that into the microphone. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. It's a good crack.
Yeah, as a homage to people who inspired us to do this podcast, that was a good crack. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I love those ladies, but I also resent them because they made us do this podcast.
Yeah.
If you ever meet them, you'll be like, it's all your fucking fault.
Put ideas in their heads. I got dragged into this shit.
I wonder which one of them got dragged into it. Anyway. I'm drinking Boy Meets Girl, a Savvy Bee from my pyramid scheme. Yes.
Bianca, that Pinot Gris, it's fucking delicious.
The Lazy Sunday?
Yeah. Put that in the cart.
Okay, I'm adding it now.
add it to the cart.
I end up with too many things in my cart and I've really got to make a decision.
Get it
but
all.
You don't, darling, because you've just ordered, so you've got a month to make that decision. Just put it in the cart for later. It's fine.
Yeah. So, Sarah, what is our topic tonight?
Well, this week's topic is life hacks. Now, life hacks are little tricks that are meant to make things a little easier, such as putting a rubber band around your paint can. And that way, when you put your paintbrush in and then you pull it out, you just rub it on the thing. And
it doesn't get it.
Well, it stops the paint from getting into the rim.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like a lot.
I've just lived my life with roomy paint, but okay, sure.
Yeah. Or if you have a spontaneous party no stereo. Let's stick our phone in a cup and it will work like a stereo. Those kind of hacks.
Pringles cans too. Yep.
Yeah.
Pringles
cans. Yep. Totally.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're supposed to make your life easier, but sometimes it's just better to do them, you know, the way they're meant to be done. So with that, I'll crack on to mine, which are a lot of hats that don't really work.
Lots of hats don't work.
Yeah, I'm doing life hats. I'm doing life hats.
Yes, life hats.
Life hats.
Life hacks that don't really work. Oh, my goodness
me. The ship is sinking, people. Life hats.
Who needs life vests? All you need is a life hat. Oh, okay. No, let's stop this now.
Okay.
First life hack that doesn't really work.
Okay.
Empty ketchup bottle or sauce bottle.
Yep.
The squeezy kind, not the upside down squeezy kind. They make excellent batter holders and dispense. So why it's bogus is, first you have to get the batter into the bottle somehow, which creates the mess. Then you get, when you're squirting it out, it's, I won't say mine was tiny, but they do come out kind of small. But I had to make my pancake batter real thin, because it wouldn't come out nicely.
Yeah.
And then your pancakes all ended up fucked up and shit. So I don't approve of this. Some people found that they were a bit saucy. I just don't think they washed their bottles properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, similar consistency, I make homemade mayonnaise. Sometimes I make the vegan kind, sometimes I make some with egg. And for somebody who doesn't cook, you must understand that this must be that fucking easy, even Amy can do it. I actually don't put it in a sauce bottle. I actually put it in a maple syrup bottle or a honey bottle. Like, we don't really have honey in my house because me and my daughter both don't like it. Yeah, I know. But maple syrup bottle has a wider end, and if you fill it with a funnel, this is actually fine.
Yeah, but how many people have funnels in their kitchen?
I have three, and I don't cook. I'm not.
You're a weirdo. I do not have one funnel.
The only funnel I have is out in my shed, and that's for filling my lawnmower.
Yeah.
Like, my car game. With oil. Like, I used to fill my car with oil.
Yeah, no, I have funnels in my kitchen for these reasons.
Not many people have funnels in their kitchen.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And yeah, but mayonnaise and pancake, two different things.
They're effectively the same consistency. So it's just the bottle. Don't use a ketchup bottle. Use like a maple syrup or honey, something that's got a wider end.
Using a ketchup bottle.
Yes, but it's effectively the same thing. Anyway.
Ketchup, you know, maple syrup, same. It's
effectively the same fucking thing. Anyway, go.
My ass. So to pull a tightly plunged cork out of the bottle, jam a nail into it and pull it out with the nail.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that one fucking cork?
That
and you used my corkscrew. And then you broke my corkscrew.
The corkscrew broke the cork. Yeah,
it shredded the freaking bottle cork. And then the cork ended up in the bottle. So then we had cookie wine.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed in both of you because I fucking trained both of you. So this is terrible. Like, how?
You were there.
Fuck this up.
You were there.
I don't think she was.
Nah, I'm pretty sure she was.
I don't feel like I was.
No. Or else we would have made her open the wine.
I never would have let this happen. Yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't there.
I'm not sure. It was before the hero one night.
No. I don't think I was there yet.
Were we day drinking?
Day drinking.
Probably.
It happens.
It happens. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it really won't work.
Yeah. Okay.
So one nail is not going to pull the cork out.
It's fine if you get it directly in the centre, but good luck finding exactly the centre.
So. Even then?
But then if the cork's a bit soft, jammed, you'll just pull the nail straight back out again.
Pulling the nail straight back out. So, yeah, I went and had a look. Apparently you're going to need quite a few nails. And even then, it's easier just to probably get a lighter.
Set the wine on fire and say, fuck this, and go to the pub.
Hit the cork and watch it break a window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is another one that I've tried. Placing a wooden spoon across a boiling pot of water to prevent the water from spilling over.
Yeah.
No, doesn't work.
No.
I tried this. I went, oh, this is great. Nah, didn't stop it at all. It made like a little fountain where it just went either side. It's quite pretty. Didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my last one. And I know a couple of people who have tried this, making a grilled cheese sandwich by turning your toaster on its side.
Yeah, I both remember the friend of ours, our mutual friend that told us about this story. Yeah. Oh, Bianca was there that night too. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, really doesn't work.
Are you stupid?
So one, fire hazard, of course. Gotta love a good fire hazard.
You are my fire hazard, darling.
Yes, I am the fire hazard. But, yeah, it's just when you're putting cheese into a toaster, I mean, I don't know how it is with American toasters, but in every toaster I've ever owned, we have these little side bits to come and clamp the toast or the bread.
Yeah.
To hold it into place. Could you imagine that? And then the cheese? And then, ew. It's like a melted cheese on the inside.
Have you ever cleaned a sandwich press or a jaffle maker? There is still cheese. Yeah. And jaffle makers are specifically designed to seal all parts of the bread so things don't escape.
The amount of cheese I put in, and I guarantee you're doing it too, we're adding way too much cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I've had plenty of really runny shit in my jaffles, and they've never escaped. But the cheese, every damn time.
Yeah.
Every damn time.
I get so mad when it's the good cheese. Like, I put, like, crap cheese in, and then I'll put some brie in there too, and then I'll put some feta, and then I just watch the brie come out the side of the toaster, and I'm like, no!
Yeah.
So I'm trying to eat it while it's still freaking hot.
Well, jaffle irons are a lot easier to clean because you just open them up and then get your bit of bread that you've just taken out and then you just scoop up the melted cheese and you go.
Yeah, but mine's all spreads out the back and into the joint stuff because I got a cheap jaffle maker. So,
My spaghetti does that too.
Well, toasters aren't as easy to clean.
Yeah, that'd be the fucking worst. You can't, hinge it open, get your hands in there.
Yeah. Yeah. So imagine you're not paying attention and then all of a sudden your toaster pops and your toaster cheese sandwich pops out from the side, straight onto the floor.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Or in the kitchen sink because that's where my toaster would be aimed at. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine would be aimed, just out into the kitchen, so...
just firing fucking sandwiches. Boom!
Firing freaking cheesy bread at you. And you're just like, well, fuck. And then the dog comes along and goes, cheese. Goes to eat it, burns his tongue, and then you're like, at the vet, because your dog's fucking burned his mouth on melted cheese. Don't use toasters on their side to create cheese sandwiches, people. Please, please. For your animals, do not do this.
Exactly. Exactly. They're really good non-hacks.
They are some of the shit, the hacks people love, but are actually quite shit. If you want, go watch 5-Minute Crafts. They have a million of them.
Oh, fuck, they are so bad.
So bad. And you just go, why are you even making this? Why are you even doing? Do you have no self-respect?
Obsessed with the fucking 3D pen for so long and drawing like handles on things that just buy a thing that has a, like, why are you creating a handle on a paper cup? Just use a mug. I don't understand.
Yes, like, there was a mug just over there.
Yeah, there was literally a mug in the video.
Why? This is my pet hate of hacks. And when we get to my segment, you'll realize that I actually love hacks. So, you know, the crafty ideas where they go, okay, so just get a soda bottle and then just like cut it in half and then you can make like all these cool shapes and stuff like that. And then you could put pens in them and you can like spray paint them and make them really cool. I'm sorry, this is not day camp or fucking vacation holiday care at some fucking primary school. Eat dicks, this is going to look shit. No one is having this around their house.
Oh, and they make freaking thongs out of freaking drink bottles and you're just like, why?
Why? Yeah.
Anyway, we're supposed to be celebrating hacks. Bianca, what do you
Bianca,
have
for what us? Have you got?
I have my first one is to stop a pot from boiling over. As well. And this works. So when your pot of whatever is boiling over, drop an ice cube and it will just calm it shit.
Oh, that's because you've changed the temperature.
Yeah.
Because of science magic.
Yeah. Science magic. Doesn't need to be a big ice cube, just an ice cube. And it just goes, ooh, new water. Thank you.
Does it affect the cooking at all?
I'm usually, like, when I'm boiling, someone gets pasta. Pasta doesn't care if you drop an ice cube in there. No. My pasta certainly doesn't.
Pasta doesn't care what you do to it, just don't overcook it. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, self-defense hack. I love this one. Right, have a baseball bat for defense, right? But not only is that useful, if you put a sock on it, your assailant tries to grab the bat. When you go to hit them, they will grab the sock, which has no grip. It slides off the bat. You can then swing back for a second go and boom, life saved.
And if you actually glue some googly eyes and some like weird craft shit to the sock so you make it look like a sock puppet, they're going to look at that and go, what the fuck? And then you're going to be able to smack the shit out of them. So
yeah, right. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Self-defense hack. So my next one is masking the smell of a body. I mean, dead animal. You don't have to bury the body, I mean, animal, very deep. All you need is some ashes from a campfire, right? So you've got the hole, you've got the body animal carcass in there. And just pour some campfire ashes over it, put some dirt back on it. The charcoal from the ashes neutralizes the smell.
It's interesting how charcoal actually neutralizes the smell of lots of things. Like, this is more science magic stuff. Yeah.
And then you build another campfire on top.
Yeah.
That way, someone's been camping there.
A lot of people think the hack is to dig a hole, put the body in, a little bit of dirt, put an animal carcass and then, you know, dirt, right? So then the police dog finds it and goes, they start digging, go, oh, it's just an animal. No. Sorry, police dogs are trained to know the difference between human remains and animal remains. So that is never, ever going to work. But charcoal will.
Charcoal is a very interesting substance.
Yeah. And it's not going to be my last one. I've got a fun fact, but this is the last one I'll write down.
Of course
you do. This is the best onion life hack, and it works. 100% works. So according to science magic, the vapor emitted from an onion when you chop it is actually attracted to moisture. So when you're chopping, think about it. The first moisture that is near is your eyes. So it goes straight to your eyes, and that makes you cry because it's not carcinogenic. What is my brain saying?
carcinogenic. You cancer.
So it just irritates your eyes, and right. So because the vapor is looking for water to combat this, get some paper towel, wet it, put it on the chopping board or next to the chopping board, chop your onions. The vapors are attracted over there and not to your eyes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I know my bonus one because I read it today. on ABC News. So found out, you know when a jellyfish stings you?
Yeah.
And the half is not true.
Really?
Scientists from Australia have extensively studied jellyfish and ways to effectively
get rid of the sting.
Yeah, neutralize the sting. Yeah. Urine does nothing.
We have fuckloads of jellyfish. We do. You don't understand the pain that we go through. Our beaches are beautiful. Yeah, they're full of fucking jellyfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God. yeah. Like, there's a whole North Queensland. It looks great. Tropical. Yeah. Fucking stingers for months.
Oh.
Like, and it's either stingers or hurricanes. I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's a good time to swim at all without a full body wetsuit. No.
We have the same, and growing up, we used to swim in this little canal that ran out into the ocean nearby where I used to live, and we would go up to the canal, but if you picked the wrong time, the jellyfish would come in waves down the canal. It was fucked.
Yeah.
It was fucked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, where I'm living, because we've been here freaking forever, during the summer, everyone used to go jumping off the jetty. Yeah, pick the wrong day, you're jumping into a swarm of jellyfish.
Yeah.
And then with those trolley somewhere.
And then with those jellyfish come the big ass sharks.
Yeah, because all of a sudden you're bleeding. So
yeah. No, they came and ate the jellyfish.
Oh well, there's that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. So don't pee on it, because that doesn't work.
Oh no, it just makes it worse.
No, water doesn't seawater doesn't work, water doesn't work, WAS doesn't work. Soft drink doesn't work. All types of soft drink. They specified that because apparently some people were saying Fanta works, but Coke doesn't. Coke works, but Fanta doesn't. Ugh. All soft drink, people.
I have a guess. Do you want me to say it before or after?
I'm about to say the one that does work. What do you think works?
Vinegar.
Yeah, yep. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, okay. Vinegar.
Woo! Winner. Yeah.
Look at that.
So, jellyfish. Fun jellyfish fact. Vinegar works.
Beach
and
girl,
if you
darling.
Remove the things, you have to remove it backwards because of the little spikes.
Don't touch the spikes. Leave them the fuck alone. Douse it in vinegar and wait for the ambulance.
There is the cutest freaking jellyfish that is 10 mil by, like, it's 10 mil. So
is that the one that looks like a Pokemon?
Yeah. No. No. But it's got a cute name. I can't pronounce it. It's tiny and it's fatal. I'm like, how? Like, when I'm in the sea, I'm like, cool. Shark, big. Okay. Can see it fucking coming. That fin.
Munchy. Shark.
Yep. Am I going to see this little tiny 1 centimeter bloody jellyfish? No. And it's going to fucking kill me.
Yeah. That's the same as those blue ring octopus fuckers that are on that side of the bay as well.
Yeah.
And you can't see them either because, well, they're smart and they cover themselves in sand.
Yeah.
All you know is you accidentally stepped on one. Whoopsie.
Clearly, they've evolved to be this sneaky. They're assassins in a country where everything wants to kill you.
Yeah.
Get aqua shoes, people. That's my life hack.
Oh, God, yeah. Actually, I have aqua shoes. They are the greatest thing ever.
I had them, but I don't like swimming with them.
I had aqua shoes from when I was in Bora Bora, and then I bought my last kid's set of aqua shoes from Sarah. Yeah. In her previous life.
They're kind of old. Like, I'm not an old person.
Mine are fucked now. I need new ones. So we'll go together, darling. Aqua shoes. That's what we're doing this summer.
Yeah.
I'm not an old person. Thank you.
No, seriously, you'll love aqua shoes.
Yeah.
I love the tan line too.
Sarah and I don't have problems, so you know, aqua shoes all the way.
No, I'm out. All right, Amy, what do you got?
Aqua shoes
are hideous.
Maybe so, but no one's looking at your feet when you're in the water.
I do.
And I wore the ones I had that finally fell apart when I was in Darwin that I bought from Bora Bora. I tell you what, I was climbing up all these rocks and shit and jumping off all these rocks into these beautiful places, and everyone's like, ow, ow, oh, my feet, I can't get up there. I'm just like, acro shoes, baby.
Oh, yeah, if you're doing that. But if you're just going to the beach, why would you wear acro shoes?
Because things touch your feet.
Everything in Australian waters will kill you.
Yeah, that's it. And things touch your feet, and it's gross.
Yeah.
And it gets stuck in between your toes. And no, not today, Satan.
One time when we were at Balnarring Beach, Sarah and I were probably about 14, and something slid underneath my foot. And everybody who's been to a beach knows that feeling. Is when you feel. Yeah, okay.
It was Satan.
I
caressing her feet.
Jumped on Sarah on her back because she was in front of me, and I screamed the place down like I was being attacked by a fucking great white, and I demanded that she march me up the beach, and she did because she's a trooper. And I was screaming. And
apparently, a lot stronger back then too.
Yeah, and she and I was screaming in her ear, so yeah, she didn't really have a choice. So yeah. All right, no, my hack is not aqua shoes. I love a good hack. People think of the strangest things, and I love the way that they have managed to solve a problem using only what they had around them. Call it the MacGyver way of life. That's the way I see it. Hacks are MacGyver. It's MacGyver, mate. Yeah. I do this in my everyday life so much that I'm just a walking hack. Yep, pun intended. Don't care. Yeah, I am a walking hack. Most hacks I use, let's say, are a bit dodgy and they're just made up out of necessity and most definitely should not be repeated because they're not safe. So I'm not sharing them with you. However, I do love a good cleaning hack, so I am going to share some cleaning hacks with you. Tonight, I am going to be sharing with you the many ways that you can use toothpaste around your home. These hacks actually work, but for most of these examples, you actually need the chalky toothpaste, not the gel kind. And I tend to use the gel kind of toothpaste, so you have to go and find some of that chalky white stuff for this to work. Yeah. Okay, so the first one. Using it to keep your mirror in your bathroom defogged. I tested this and yep, mm-hmm. It totally works.
Yep, divers use it on the inside of their masks.
Yes, I get to why I don't use it on goggles. Anyway.
Minty for trouble.
No, just wait, you'll remember this story. Anyway, so yes, it actually works. It takes a little bit of elbow grease, a little bit of buffing, but it actually does work. Yeah. So you clean your mirror with a bit of toothpaste on a cloth and then you buff it out. It's like any chalky residue cleaner, so like a Jif or anything like that, or like wax. You've got to buff it out, right? Yeah. And so it does take a little bit of elbow grease, but it actually does work. The mirror amazingly does not fog up when you have a shower. The internet says that you can use this on swimming goggles, but after my unfortunate incident where I ate too many mints while I was wearing a face mask earlier in the year, anything that's minty near my eyes is a hard no. So I'm not trying that. Yeah, that happened. I was ranting to the girls on Skype while I was wearing a face mask in my office during the time where we could actually go into the office. And I ate a couple of mints after lunch and I put my face mask on and all of a sudden my eyes were burning. So, yeah, don't do that.
They're minty fresh.
They were so minty fresh. So anything that's like minty fresh near my eyes is a hard no from me. okay, so toothpaste. Using it to clean white shoes. This one is great because everyone's doing the white sneaker look. Yeah. Yep. Does anybody understand how impractical that actually fucking is?
I know, right? My honeys look terrible at the moment. Yeah.
Toothpaste.
My Stan Smiths are looking worse wear.
So on the plasticky bits, like on the leathery bits, toothpaste. I don't know how it goes on canvas, so I don't know how it goes on Connie's, but you can give it a try. I use it on my daughter's white Air Nikes, and it comes up a treat. And, like, I basically sneeze in the realm of a white sneaker and already it's scuffed. So this actually works. But, again, like I said, it's got to be, like, a pleather or a leather or something.
That'll work on my Stan Smith. So, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Toothpaste Can basically be used for polishing anything metal. Yeah, just use toothpaste and buff away. Again, elbow grease, you're going to need it. This is a fun one. So toothpaste can actually be used to patch small holes or cracks in walls. Did you know this? It's just like putty. You know what? The putty? Yes.
Yes.
Putty that you get from like Bunnings and stuff, right? Yeah. So like from a hardware store. Yeah. So basically it has to be a small one or like a small crack. So you basically paste it over like you would with putty and then let it dry overnight. Then you can sand and paint over it. Totally fine. Basically putty. Yeah.
You have to be very, very tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knew? Yeah. The other thing I like using toothpaste for is when I have cut up onions or fresh garlic. So that smell can stay on your hand forever. Oh, my God. It's gross. So what you do is you wash your hands with toothpaste. So put a good amount on like on your hands, like all over, back and front. Make sure you do all over. And give it a minute or two, let it really sink in, and then wash it off. If it's really bad, use a nail brush and scrub it into your hands. This actually totally works.
Actually, I've got an easier hack for getting that smell off.
From the person who said hacks don't work. Yep, okay, sure. Go
for it, Sarah. I didn't say all hacks didn't work. I just gave you a few hacks that didn't work. You rub your hands on metal.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
you don't need toothpaste, just rub your hands on your kitchen sink, people.
Fun fact, if you ever looked at your bathroom sink and noticed that there is this weird lump of metal that's painted the same as your basin?
No.
Really?
No. There's not.
Well, in a lot of places, especially older homes, there's like this weird like semicircle lump and it's painted the same as your sink. That's metal soap. That's what's used for.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Yeah, you probably have a bit more modernized.
I've seen like they look like pebbles.
There's smaller ones like that, and you can do that. But otherwise, they're like
bar soap size, I should say. It's just a smooth bit of metal. Exactly.
Correct.
It's silver.
Yes, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
Smell out of your hands. That's metal.
Yeah, soap. Yeah. But I've never actually seen them like in anyone's house. Really bizarre.
No, we've moved on. We're using toothpaste.
Or you could just buy a bar of metal soap.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, I've seen them in stores, but, like, I've never seen them in people's houses.
I think I'd prefer the metal soap over washing my hands with toothpaste, to be honest.
Oh, there you go. Well, it depends. If you've got really dry skin, obviously the metal soap will probably be more preferable. But, toothpaste actually works. It's just one of those things that nobody ever thinks of. So, the next one I've got is using toothpaste to clean stains off porcelain. This one I was actually pretty surprised about. You can actually clean stains off any plates or cups and they just disappear. Just rub toothpaste on it, leave it for about 20 minutes and gone. However, one thing that I discovered last night when I was thinking about this is that it doesn't work on any plates or bowls that have cracks in them. Yeah. And they don't work on dishwasher marks. Anybody who has a dishwasher knows the marks I'm talking about. Yeah, toothpaste doesn't work. I'd use
If you've got bowls or plates that are porcelain and they've got cracks, life hack, throw them in the bin because you can never get the bacteria out of the porcelain.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Toothpaste doesn't work. So.
And toothpaste is not going to help you, no.
No. So if it's cracked or if it's got a dishwasher mark in it and you're desperate to try and get it out, yeah, just turf it. Yeah.
Smash it first because that's life hack on anger issues,
Lastly, I wanted to talk about another cleaning hack that I only recently discovered. I was looking for a dishwasher cleaner the other day and I thought to myself, for a single-use item, they are really fucking expensive. They're so expensive. And I know you guys don't have dishwashers in your house, but, like, I'm looking at these dishwasher cleaners and I'm like, what? Like, $6-$7 for, like, one clean. This is insane. Like, this is actually fucking insane. So I had a look online and I found a homemade dishwasher cleaner method. So you use a cup of vinegar on the top shelf of your dishwasher and you sprinkle bicarb soda in the bottom and then you let it run on the hottest setting that you have. No shit, my dishwasher has never
looked
fucking cleaner. It's
amazing. I should make you some essential oil dishwasher cleaner. It's literally basically that. Yeah.
The angry mama that we have, and you put like vinegar and baking soda in it and then shove it in the microwave.
Vinegar and baking soda are just like a match made in heaven for cleaning.
Yeah. And then, yeah, you turn the microwave on and it fucking spurts out and cleans the microwave.
Yeah.
What? I need just, that.
Yeah.
Next time I see one, I'll buy one for you.
Oh, thank you.
Vinegar and dishwashing soap also apparently cleans your windows. But as Sarah points out every time she comes to my house, I've never fucking cleaned my windows, so what would I know?
Never.
So,
yeah. Oh, no. I've
cleaned your windows.
Yeah.
Get to draw shit on there while I was away, so that doesn't count.
Anyway. Yeah, it does, because we clean them so well, and we clean the little fly wire to go with it.
It was so I could see the destruction that you had done on the outside. Not the point.
We cleaned it. We climbed, took things down, dismantled your kitchen just to clean it for you.
And you were drunk. Like, I'm pretty impressed, to be honest.
Yeah. So, yeah. Right?
Just so you could see our artwork. Just wait
till the next time. It's going to be fabulous. We're not cleaning your windows and we're not drawing on them.
Oh, P.S. Sarah, in terms of cleaning, I cleaned my oven the other day. Yeah. You'll be really impressed. Yeah.
I am impressed. I'm never cleaning that oven again. Still have nightmares.
I was really pissed off last time that your house sat for me and my oven wasn't clean. That was really made me mad, actually. I was like, what the fuck is this bitch good for?
I cleaned your floors, but I warned you I was never cleaning that oven again.
Yeah.
Well, she never cleans her oven.
All right, shall we wrap up, guys?
Yeah. So, I've had a lot to drink. I've had so much fun.
I've had so much wine during this party.
My voice went so high. Just went,
I've had so much wine during these topics, and I'd love to have some more wine. So, if you've got any more wine suggestions for me, hit me up at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. Is that where you're going with this?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, I don't need to follow it and I don't need to repeat it. So yes, to everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time and listening to our rubbish. We hope that you have found it entertaining and not using any of the life hacks discussed in this recording to make important decisions on hats and shoes.
Or better call the ambulance when you've been bitten by something random in the sea, particularly in Australia. Just call the fucking ambulance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you are drowning at sea, life hats are really not a good idea.
No. That is a bogus hack. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't pour vinegar on whatever the problem is, because, again, not going to help.
Yeah, but definitely recommend the purchase and use of a protection baseball bat.
Chainsaw and or life vest.
But not a life hat.
Not
a life hat.
Yeah.
All right, people. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.